The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Thank you. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you for being with us right here, right now. Amen. Our opening hymn is Earth and All Stars, number 731. Quote from somewhere and somebody that I don't know, but I should have looked it up maybe. But it's been floating around in my mind. But the quote is, "A ship in a harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are made for." A ship in a harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are made for. And then also a reading from Luke. And a very similar story is also found in Matthew and Mark. It's where Jesus is off praying, and he asks the disciples, "Who do you say I am?" And they respond, some say this, that, and the other thing, but we think you're the Messiah. And he says, "Shh, don't tell anybody." But then he says, "The Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by elders, chief priests, and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." And then he said to them all, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will save it. What does it profit them if they gain the whole world, but lose or forfeit themselves? So, two thoughts there. And we sang that opening hymn because I like it. I was a biology major, and any hymn that can work in boiling test tubes, it's my kind of hymn. That, and it seemed like a good hymn for the first day of school. And also, I really enjoyed meeting Herb Brokering, who wrote that hymn. He's been to Holden several times, and he was here in 2007, and I got to listen to him, and I thought, wow, this guy has got some stuff coming in, and he puts it on paper, and it kind of resonates with a lot of people. I was thankful for that. What I like about that hymn, too, is that it is not a hymn of looking out or being on the outside looking in. It's a hymn of being in. Being in, you're working, you're in the middle of it all. You're not sitting on the sideline, and I kind of liked that because it went okay with what I think I'm going to talk about tonight. So usually when I get up here, what happens is I know I'm supposed to be doing Vespers or Matins, and something is brewing in my mind, and I don't know exactly how it's going to come out or be formulated, and so bear with me, as usual. But the quote, "A ship in its harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are made for," has been really, I've been kind of reminding myself that that quote has meant a lot to me in the past, as I've been at different stages in life where I really didn't want to go out of the harbor. I kind of liked being where I was, and I knew I was maybe supposed to set sail again, but I didn't want to, and I would remind myself that, you know, we really are ships. We're made to explore and experience a lot of things. And if we don't, sure, it might be safe, but is it really living? Is it really being what we can be and experiencing what we can be? And do we die a slow, painful death sitting in the harbor and never really even living? I also, some of you know, we have two children. August is sitting over there. He loves that I pointed to him. He's 14. And our daughter, Kaylin, is 16 and a half. And we've been living here for a few years. This will be the seventh year that the kids are in the Holden school. And when we, as a family, decided to continue on working at Holden, we made sort of a deal with at least our daughter that she wanted to experience a different variety of school. She's been at Holden school for a long time. And so we sent her out a couple weeks ago to Minnesota to live with her auntie godmother and go to school in northern Minnesota. And her first day of school was today, too. And personally, the mama does not like it. I don't like it. But for Kaylin, I know she's a ship. And she's a 16-year-old ship, and she wants to sail. And she wants to experience a little bit, and she's ready to do that. And so I am telling myself that I am a parent ship as well, and I can handle that, and I am made for sailing as well, and I can handle it, and it's going to be okay. And I'm actually quite happy for her because she's doing well, and I'm happy. But and so today I think that little quote fits pretty good with our students that started school as well, who we will also be blessing later in this service. And for other moms and dads that watched proudly as their kindergartner started school with mixed emotions, some of you may remember, if you're parents, what that feels like to say, oh my goodness, my kid just started school. It evokes certain emotions in you, and you are a ship, and you're going to be okay. You are made to sail, and so is he. But so what are some of our harbors that we have just in life? What are things that we find very comfortable, that we feel safe in? And some of them might not be the typical ones you might think of. I don't know. We feel safe in certain clothing. We wear a certain style of clothing, and that sort of makes us feel safe. And when we wear something else, I don't wear a lot of dresses, and when I wear a dress, I feel different than when I wear my pants and my shirt. But what else? What are some other... Where might you feel safe? Maybe some of you feel safe by being very, very quiet and not making a lot of noise. And that's your little harbor that you sit in. And sometimes when you know you're supposed to talk, you sit in that little harbor. And you say, oh, but I'm safe here. Sometimes it might look weird. Sometimes when you've had a really long bout of things not going very well, this has happened to me as well, where just life has bombarded you with hardness, and suddenly things start to go pretty well, and you realize, hey, the sun is starting to shine, life is working out for me, I see where this could lead, it could be really positive, but you realize, oh no, I've been in that hard spot for so long that really I feel safer there, and maybe if I just sabotage things and it flub it all up, then I can go back to that safe place of woe that I understand a little better because I've been there for so long that I feel safe in that little place. I've seen that happen, and I've experienced that myself where I think, no, things can't get... I cannot sail out onto the sea where things are good. I am stuck in this harbor that I may not want to be in, but I know it. And so I'll sit there. So I don't get too long, I better look at my notes. So yes, I've been thinking about that, and what are my harbors, and where do I need to be challenged? And of course, from the reading that I read from Scripture, Jesus talks about taking up your cross. Now, harbors are a place of safety. It's a little confusing, but I don't think Jesus ever said, hey, come and follow me and you'll be safe. I'm pretty sure not, because I remember what the cross looks like for Jesus, and if that's what he's saying for me to do is pick up that cross and walk, that doesn't sound very safe to me. And I don't remember him saying, blessed are the safe. I don't remember that part either. And really, as Christians, I was thinking about this as well. As a Christian myself, a growing Christian, an evolving Christian, I certainly am called out onto the seas, and my faith equips me and prepares me, gives me a little ship to go out there and do that. I'm called to be with those that are not part of the main safe place. And you get kind of, it's not a promise of safety, but it's a promise of life. And doing that, you are going to, you know, as a ship enters out onto the seas, it's going to have bumps, and the mast is going to blow over and break, and it's going to hit rocks here and there, and it's also going to see beautiful scenery, it's also going to see incredible terrain, it's also going to do what it was built to do. And as Christians, we are called to go out onto those seas, be challenged, to not sit in a safe harbor. Although it seems like we're constantly longing for that, we want the answers to our faith to be very clear so that we can, you know, sit in that harbor of clarity and not be challenged. So what are your faith harbors for your personal self? I love the gospel choir because I have grown up Lutheran to the core, and we do, I've heard people call us the frozen chosen. We sit. And sometimes we might move a little bit, but man, I loved them. They were here, the gospel choir, and the director, he was like, boom, here's two of them. I'm like, oh my gosh, he's using his body so vividly. I love it. But definitely not my harbor. I'm not used to that. But I thought it was beautiful, and I appreciated it as part of something they were sharing with me. What if... So, yeah, what are some other examples of just sending or heading out as Christians? I've listened to, I know people don't like me, but Heidi has talked about Christian peacemaker teams. Is that correct? Heading out into places. There's no promise of safety there, but there you are witnessing with your brothers and sisters in the world, And it is definitely what I understand Jesus lived as an example and has called us to do. And I guess what it comes down to is, if in your life or in your faith journey you find yourself pretty comfortable, no winds blowing, no challenging courses, no uphills, downhills, nothing's really happening, that it might be time to kind of wake up and realize, are you in a harbor and are you supposed to be there? Sure, maybe sometimes it's okay to sit there for a while and scrape the barnacles off your hull or something. But might be time to say, maybe I need to set sail again and move out into the waters that I'm called to move out into. There was a woman, I never met her, but I've heard a lot about her. Her name was Gertrude Lundholm, and she is a Holden saint in the history of Holden. One of the things I know she was involved in is she helped lead people out to the miners' village and collect the irises that we see in the village gardens right now. Are irises that are from the families that lived here during the mine time, so they're actually pretty cool heritage flowers because they haven't changed in 70 years, so they're pretty cool. But Gertrude was part of the crews that continued to move flowers, bulbs into the village before all those homes and stuff were burned, and even after they were raised. She used to, so it's been told that when she would pass the peace at a communion service, when she'd say, when most people say, peace be with you, peace be with you. You know, we go around and hug or shake hands. She would say, may the spirit disturb you. This little old lady would give you a hug and say, may the spirit disturb you. And I like I said, I never met her, but I thought, wow, she has peaced me even into this day when she's not living on earth anymore, because isn't that the truth? Boy, we don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear, may the spirit disturb you. But isn't that really what we need? And what will help us on our journey if something really does send a little ripple and wave our way? So I appreciate her. And maybe next Sunday when we have communion, you can peace each other with that little statement and think about what it might mean for you. And that's about all I have to say about that. So, the next part of the service is going to lead into our many little ships that got on the bus today, and acknowledge that today was the first day of school, and I'm going to invite Pastor Scott up to continue on with our service of blessing.
Well, anyone who was at Holden this morning knows that it is the first day of school, because we had our usual extravaganza of a morning to start school off. And tonight we will ask our students, as their names are called, and our teachers as well, to come forward for a blessing and a proper send-off to this beginning of this new year. And so, students, as your names are read, I would ask you to come forward, bringing with you your book bag or backpack or whatever it is. I hope the word got around to bring those. If you don't have one, that's okay too. But bring them forward as your names are called.
Our students this fall are Casey Schultz, August Carpenter, Nikki Kearney, Corey Schultz, Maya Diamond, Espen Diamond, Espen Richardson, Kai Richardson, Talia Danielson, Toby Julian McCleary. Three of our students are not with us for the beginning of school, but they will be joining us soon, and we hope to extend our blessings to them. And they are Micah Wood Sellers, Oakley McNair, and Olivia McNair. And especially, we send our wishes to Kaylin Carpenter, who is attending school this year in northern Minnesota.
Tonight we celebrate your job this year as students. We all have jobs, in a sense. Things that God calls us to do in the world, and this is what we call, oftentimes, vocation. That is the way that we live out our calling to serve God and to serve others, to love God and love one another in the world. And for you all, this year, that is to be students, to go to school. You're learners together. You're also teachers, because you will be teaching one another, and you'll be teaching people in this village many things as well. You're both teachers and you are students, and you have much to teach all of us, as well as sharing in the learning that we will all do together. And now we have a reading from the Gospel of Matthew.
Listen to this story from Matthew's book in the Bible. Grown-ups were bringing little children to Jesus so he could hold them and bless them and pray for them. The disciples didn't like that, but Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me. Don't stop them. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them."
Let us pray. Dear God, as we get ready for another school year, we ask your blessing upon these students here gathered together and these backpacks that will carry their work and books through this year. As they do the very important work of being students, we ask you to bless them with eagerness to learn, that the world may grow large. Respect for teachers and students, that they may form healthy relationships. Love for nature, that they may become caretakers of creation. Happiness when learning is easy, and stick-to-itiveness when it is hard. As they learn, help them to discover the different gifts that you have given each one of them, to be used in your work of peace and justice in this world. As they hear the many voices that fill their days, help them to listen most carefully to your voice that tells them you love them always, no matter what. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. This year, our teachers are Steve Marks and John Sellers and teacher's assistant aide Jeannie Hare. We ask them to come forward at this time. We are thankful for the gifts that you bring to the students here and to this community. Now let us pray. Lord God, we ask your blessing on these teachers, Steve, John, and Jean. Thank you for their gifts and their calling to do one of the most important jobs in the world, to help our children grow and learn. We pray that you would give them every gift of patience, wisdom, humor, perseverance, and joy in their work in the year ahead. Amen. And now would all of the assembly please stand. We together are called to support and pray for our students. We are called to support and pray for our teachers. And we all together are called to be teachers and learners with them, to help them grow in their understanding of the world and of God's love, and also to learn what the students of the school have to teach us. Let us pray. Lord God, bless all gathered here today, that in this 2011-2012 academic year, Holden School and Holden Village would be a place of honest questioning, of eager learning, and of growth, that we all might love and serve one another and serve you. Amen. Amen. Our closing hymn.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Closing hymn is echoing. The words have been written by Chris Wogerman, our village musician. And if the students don't have a sheet, you can run and get one because you need to sing this song. So run and get a sheet of paper that looks like this, and then sit by your mom and dad. You can sit down. because the words are specially created for this day of student blessing. And the tune is found on page 543. If you don't recognize the tune, it's on page 543 in the hymnal. But I think most people will recognize the tune, so here we have it. Yeah, go ahead. Harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are made for. Sail your ship in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.